A restaurant, of course, can be more than a place to eat. It can also be a hub for friendship and for family. That's how many people feel about Cow Tippers. This Midtown Atlanta establishment has been a force in the city's LGBT scene for the last two decades. But earlier this month, Cow Tippers announced the end of an era. It closes February 18th. GPB intern Emily Bunker visited last weekend for a lunchtime drag show, The Heifer Review.
Oh, it's sad. This is a neighborhood institution for so long.
My parents used to come here.
Cow Tippers has always been somewhere that I've come to every time I visit.
They've got such an incredible group of people that has worked here.
A lot of us came on dates here.
It's always going to be a memory when you say Cow Tippers.
I get a little choked up thinking about it. I don't think that there is something that's going to replace this.
Amber Devine from Douglasville, Georgia. I'm one of the entertainers here. I'm just sad there's not more gay-owned restaurants, you know, that cater to the community and other people in the community. The favorite item on the menu is the Ruby Red. It's a hamburger named after our hostess, Ruby Red.
I have a burger named after me. How many drag queens has a burger named after them, for God's sakes? It's ridiculous. I've made friends, like lifelong friends with people that I've just met sitting next to them at the bar having a cocktail. It's been an incredible ride.
My name is Damon Massey. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I was a waiter and a trainer, and then I was a key employee. I learned a lot, not only about food in general, but also learned how to build good friendships and long-lasting relationships.
Mitch Hamilton. Well, I used to live here about 17 years ago. In part, it's a little disappointing to see the Midtown area changing, where there's so many condominiums coming in and the locally owned businesses going away. Just the energy here is something that you don't find anywhere else in Atlanta, whether it's LGBT, a straight environment. You've really missed out on an opportunity if you've never been here.
Those are fans of the Atlanta restaurant Cow Tippers. The place was slated to close last weekend, but thanks to a spike in business, the owners tell us that Cow Tippers will stay open at least a couple more weeks. So you got a chance. Just ahead, reinterpreting the sound of blackness with artist Paul Stephen Benjamin. This is On Second Thought.